For a broader look at this tension between Apple and the FBI, Susan Landau joins us now. She testified last week before the House Judiciary Committee on this issue, and she's a professor of cybersecurity policy at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much.
Now, you've argued that Apple should resist creating the software that the FBI wants, and also that the FBI should independently develop technology to get access to the information it's looking for. Explain how this is not contradictory to argue both those things at the same time.
Sure. Just think about the NSA. That's exactly the situation we've got with the National Security Agency. We know that the NSA breaks into devices and communications that the companies think are secure, and the companies work to make them more secure. I'm asking that the FBI develop that expertise, target it narrowly. When a technology company becomes aware that one of their systems is easy to break into, they then leapfrog and develop better technology. Security is always an arms race of this sort.
If the NSA already has the ability to access this sort of stuff, why can't they just share with the FBI? Aren't we supposed to be in a post-9/11 age of information sharing across departments and agencies?
Information sharing is different than technology sharing. When the NSA builds technology, it doesn't want that technology showing up in court. If the NSA were to share its technology with the FBI, the FBI brings court cases, and the technology would have to show up there. So yes, there'll be some duplicative effort, but you don't want the NSA technology in court.
If Apple giving into the FBI in this case would be, as you argue, a security risk, why is the FBI having technology to access the same information less of a risk?
We know that the Chinese, the Russians, lots of our opponents are building this technology too. So the FBI developing it is, of course, a security risk that Apple is going to counter, but is less of a security risk than if Apple has it where it's a central point for opponents to get into and then break phones that they target. Phones that belong to important people, whether the CEO or the secretary to a CEO of an important company or an operator at a power plant and so on.
What would it take for the FBI to develop the kind of technology that you would like to see them have?
We're talking here of a budget of hundreds of millions, not billions, but not the $40 million that they're currently devoting. Their approach has been make it simple for us to investigate instead of let's secure communications and devices and we'll come up with ways to investigate where we need to.
The FBI does not seem to be reasonably looking at an increase of hundreds of millions of dollars in their budget. So is what you're proposing actually realistic?
Given the threats that we face in the United States, the theft of intellectual property, which the Department of Defense has called the greatest transfer of wealth in human history, I think there's no question that this is necessary as a national security initiative. That is, either we make it simple for the FBI to break in and we make it simple for our enemies, or we fund the FBI to do the investigations it needs to do and secure the devices and communications and protect the United States.
That's Susan Landau, professor of cybersecurity policy at Worcester Polytechnic. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.